This is episode 2140 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you midweek as we continue with the theme we're exploring, and that is the theme of confidence. You might not be feeling too confident about what's going on in the world today, but you can still tap into your inner confidence. In today's episode, you are going to be guided in a meditation to help you see the light at the end of the tunnel. We still need the courage and the strength to get through the tunnel to see the light. So I'll share with you some tools you can take along with you as you go through your own tunnels in your life. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where you can find the full 30-minute guided meditations. So if you need a little support as you go through your tunnel this week to see the light at the end of the tunnel, your confidence, you can find 30-minute daily guided meditations, and you also receive a journal and a guide to help you along the way. Those could be your tools for this week. You can try out the Sip and Om meditation app for 7 days absolutely free. I also want to thank those of you who have left some positive reviews and reached out to me sharing how meditation has helped you in your life. And if it has, be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. One of the keys to success with meditation is consistency. That's why I share a daily meditation with you so that you can maintain that all-important consistency. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you a fellow meditator who reached out and mentioned that he found support in meditation to help him overcome a gambling addiction. And the person's name is Ashley. I thought it was a woman. It's actually a male. Ashley let me know today that he is male. Ashley's a popular female name in the United States. Well, this Ashley Simcock lives in England, where Ashley is quite a popular name for men. So my apologies to Ashley, and I again thank him for sharing his meditation journey. I'm going to share with you a fellow meditator again in today's episode. Before I do, I want to reveal to you the letter for today. We're going through the acronym of BELIEVE in our confidence series, so you can believe in yourself. We started with B, be who you are. E next was for effort, taking some time to explore new things. In fact, that's your challenge for this week. You are challenged to go on a BELIEVE quest where each day you do something or learn something new each day, because research shows that this helps to increase your confidence when you try new things and learn new things. It also is reported to keep you young at heart and even to support your brain health. In yesterday's episode, the letter L was for learn, where, as again, you learn something new every day. Today it is inspire. That is for you to live inspired. Do something each day that inspires you. Maybe whatever you're learning each day, maybe something that does inspire you. This is so important, and I'm going to share with you a mudra, a way to position your hands that is considered to trigger a corresponding region of your brain is called the Mahasacral Mudra. To do it is pretty simple, but you may want to take a look at a photo, which I always share with you each day's technique on the Sip and Om Instagram as well as Facebook pages. You'll see a photo of it there. You tap your little fingers together and then you touch your ring fingers to your thumbs. Mudras are techniques that have been around for around 5,000 years, and they are considered to help your mind and your body. So your emotional state and your physical state are considered to be intertwined in yoga and meditation philosophy. And there's actually more and more science that's showing us the same thing. There's a great book about this, if you'd like to learn more about it, by Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. He wrote a book called The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma. You can hold the Mahasacral Mudra right in your lap there. It is considered to support you if you have difficulties with your menstruation or your prostate, intestinal spasms, inactive intestines, or bladder. It's considered to have a relaxing and energy balancing effect. And it's good to do this mudra and hold it for 10 breaths. Before I guide you through today's meditation, I want to share with you someone who inspires me greatly. And this is someone who reached out to me quite a while ago. And he and I have corresponded back and forth for about a year. He is a teacher from Jackson, New Jersey. He's not only a teacher, he's also a surf instructor and a husband. He is a pretty young guy in his 20s, and he says that he meditates every day. He said that he's up at 4 a.m. and that he couldn't get through his day without meditation or some kind of fitness. He says that he's been doing a lot of surfing and working out via running and resistant band training, and that he's in the best shape of his life despite all the chaos in the world. He believes in creating his happiness from believing in himself and being compassionate and mindful in what he does. He says that meditation has honestly been his foundation since March. He's lost 42 pounds, and as he mentioned, he's in the best shape of his life. He says that meditation has helped give him the confidence to care for himself, and that this translates into him being a loving husband and father and teacher and surf instructor and coach. So this is a fellow meditator of yours, showing up day in, day out, just like maybe you are doing. And we're all in this unique situation in the world together. So I want you to be able to connect more with each other and to learn more about who your fellow meditators are. So I'd love to hear you. You can email me at mary@sipandom.com, or you can also go and message me on my social media sites there. So now settle down and get ready to meditate. Sit up straight and close your eyes. And as they're closed, begin to calm your mind and your body. Slightly elevate your eyes gently upward. You may place your hand in the Mahasacral Mudra, again, touching your little fingers together, and then tapping together your thumbs to your ring fingers. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Imagine yourself looking down a long tunnel. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of this tunnel is a light filled with that which inspires you. Think about something that inspires you, that uplifts you. This is the light at the end of the tunnel waiting for you. Now visualize the tools and support you'll need as you walk through the tunnel towards the light. These tools that will give you the strength and courage you need to make it to the end of the tunnel. Visualize yourself walking through the tunnel towards the light, engaging actively, using these tools of support that help to give you the courage. Maybe people at your side, maybe positive habits, maybe a better attitude, maybe some things you need to complete so you can move forward with your life. Visualize yourself doing what you need to do to get to the light at the end of the tunnel. And when you reach the light, celebrate and enjoy your inspiration. You are so worth slowing down for.